Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. Welcome to today's top story. We're diving deep into President Donald Trump's primetime address to Congress last night, March 3rd, 2025, that turned the Capitol into a battleground of applause and outrage. This wasn't just a speech. It was a 100-minute roller coaster, the longest presidential address to Congress in modern history, where Trump laid out his vision, touted his whirlwind first 6 weeks, and faced a Democratic revolt that stole headlines. From tariffs to Ukraine, federal cuts to fiery interruptions, we're breaking it all down, every word grounded in what happened, straight from the chamber, as America wakes up to the fallout. Picture the scene. It's just after 9 p.m. Eastern last night, and Trump strides into the House chamber, flanked by a motorcade that rolled in with First Lady Melania Trump and billionaire advisor Elon Musk. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Vice President J.D. Vance stand at the podium, ready to preside over a joint session packed with lawmakers, Supreme Court justices, and a gallery of guests. Republicans leap to their feet, chanting USA, USA, as Trump steps up, his fifth time addressing Congress, but the first since reclaiming the White House on January 20th. Democrats, some in bright pink as a protest nod, sit stone-faced, signs tucked under their seats. The air is electric. This isn't a State of the Union, but a newly sworn-in president's chance to pitch his agenda, and Trump's not holding back. He kicks off with a victory lap, 6 weeks in, and he's already reshaped the game. America is back, he declares, voice booming, touting a golden age sparked by his election win last November, the first Republican popular vote in two decades. Republicans roar. Democrats barely budge. He points to the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, his brainchild with Musk, slashing federal jobs left and right. Since late January, tens of thousands of workers, IRS clerks, USAID staff, even nuclear safety experts, have been axed, part of a $50 billion cut push that's left agencies reeling. Trump calls it swift and unrelenting action, grinning as he name-drops Musk in the gallery. Republicans cheer again, while Democrats clutch signs reading Musk steals and save Medicaid. The chamber's a powder keg, and Trump lights the fuse with tariffs. He doubles down on the 25% levy set to hit Mexico and Canada today, announced a month ago, delayed once, now live, saying they'll tax those who tax us. Canada's Justin Trudeau vowed this morning from Ottawa to fight back, promising retaliatory tariffs by week's end, while Mexico's silence since last Thursday's talks failure speaks volumes. Trump shrugs it off, they'll come around, and pivots to China, doubling their 10% tariff effective today, arguing it's a fair trade fix for American workers. Johnson nods from his seat behind the president, defending his free market win, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer railed yesterday, warning of a devastating trade war hitting families hardest. Then comes Ukraine, a gut punch that splits the room. Trump paused military aid to Kiev yesterday morning, ending $350 billion in support since Russia's 2022 invasion, and he justifies it here. We're not here for a 10-year war, he says, recounting his Oval Office clash last Friday with Zelensky, who he says disrespected America by not cutting a deal with Putin. Republicans clap, Democrats jeer. He blasts Europe's leaders, Starmer, Macron, Trudeau, for their London summit pledge yesterday to back Ukraine, calling it weakness when America's out. Ukrainian flags pop up among Dems. Representative Melanie Stansbury of New Mexico holds one high, while Trump insists his peace in a day plan will end the war fast. Putin's team in Moscow cheered the aid pause yesterday, labeling Zelensky a warmonger, a stark echo of Trump's tone. The speech takes a theatrical turn. Trump pulls out an executive order signed yesterday renaming a wildlife refuge for a 12-year-old girl he says was killed by illegal immigrants. Her mother, in the gallery, wipes tears as Republicans stand. Democrats stay seated, some shaking heads. He ties it to his border crackdown, migrant arrests hit a record low of 8,300 in February, he boasts, thanks to his asylum suspension days after taking office. The American dream is surging, he says, pitching a $4.5 trillion tax and border plan to extend his 2017 tax cuts and fund mass deportations. $2 trillion in spending cuts over a decade, eyeing education and health care. GOP lawmakers applaud. Dems hoist signs that say protect veterans and false. Chaos erupts in minutes. Representative Al Green of Texas jumps up, shouting over Trump's opening lines. Lies, he yells, waving a placard. Speaker Johnson bangs the gavel, warning decorum, but Green keeps going. Members are engaging in willful breach, Johnson snaps, directing the sergeant-at-arms to escort him out. Green's gone, the chamber buzzing. Other Democrats follow suit, some walk out, others hiss or hold signs like this is not normal. Representative Rashida Tlaib scribbles on a whiteboard, flashing rebuttals in real time. Republicans counter with USA chants, drowning them out. Supreme Court Justices John Roberts, Elena Kagan, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett sit stone-faced through it all. Trump thanks them for ending affirmative action, linking it to his DEI cuts, though that ruling didn't touch government hiring. Eggs get a nod. Trump blames Biden for prices jumping 53% last year, avian flu or not, promising to bring them back down with energy boosts. Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins rolled out a $1 billion flu fix last week. He skims inflation, stubbornly high. One in three Americans approve his handling per polls, but pivots to big dreams, pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord and World Health Organization last month. Time for bold action, he says. Republicans stand again. Democrats stay glued, some exiting mid-speech. Representative Nancy Pelosi gathered pink-clad women lawmakers outside beforehand, a power and protest stance against Trump's policies, per their caucus leader, Teresa Fernandez. Foreign policy's brief. He barely mentions the Middle East, focusing on Ukraine and trade, but the room's a circus by the end. Trump raps at 10:40 Eastern last night, over 90 minutes in, praising Musk and Doge as the future. Republicans give a standing ovation. Democrats who stayed, less than half, sit grimly. Senator Elisa Slotkin delivers the Democratic rebuttal from Michigan, urging voters to hold us accountable and slamming Trump's chaos. The fallout's instant. Markets wobble, down 2% this morning after tariffs hit, per Bloomberg. Canada preps counter levies. Mexico's quiet since Thursday. Europe's leaders, fresh from London, call Trump's Ukraine pullback a stark reversal. Macron vows no compromise with Russia this morning. House GOP pushes Trump's tax plan today. Democrats, with fired federal workers as guests, a disabled vet from Arizona, a Maryland health worker, vow to fight cuts to Medicaid and more. Senator Lindsey Graham calls Friday's Zelensky clash a disaster. Schumer says Trump's doing Putin's work. Every moment's real. February 28th clash, March 2nd summit, yesterday's aid pause, last night's speech. And it's a nation divided from the chamber to the streets. What's next? Tariffs roll out. Congress debates his $4.5 trillion spending request. Ukraine braces as Europe steps up. The Capitol still echoing with cheers and catcalls this morning. A snapshot of a presidency charging full tilt. Love it or loathe it, Trump's not slowing down. We'll keep you posted as this plays out. From D.C. to Kiev, the stakes couldn't be higher. I appreciate your time and I know it's valuable. Thank you for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.